Good luck, Robert Horst. It has been instructive being you.
The ruined planetoid gaped before him. He tightly grasped the steering column with both hands, even though the autopilot was in control. In the cockpit's cramped silence, his quick breathing seemed magnified as the pod plunged into the shadowy interior of the planetoid and swooped round to fly along the inner surface. The anomaly's purplish glow seemed set against an uneven greyness less than 150 kiloms away, according to the side-screen display. The distance counted down and had just reached 10 kilometres when a small glittery object flew up into the hollow planetoid through a hole roughly 100 kiloms beyond the anomaly. For a second, Robert laughed out loud, sure that it was the construct scout, then swore in shock when an area of the planetoid shell exploded inwards. Shattered pieces of rock kilometres across flew upwards amid an eruption of dust, grit and debris, and through it moved a gigantic, black, serpentine form. The Megavermax towered up and up in pursuit of the construct scout, which sharply changed direction, diving towards the inner surface. It looked as if it too was heading straight for the anomaly.
"What are you doing?"
Robert muttered, almost wishing he had control of the pod. 5 kilometres from the anomaly. 4, 3. This was insane, Robert decided, as he watched the scout arrowing towards the intercept with that vast shadow hurtling in its wake. At 2 kilometres, the construct craft veered off away from the anomaly and in the opposite direction to the pod. And when Robert looked over his shoulder, he saw another Vermax behind him, vast, inexorable. Seconds later, it collided with the one chasing the scout. Together, the colossal monsters ploughed into the inner crust, throwing up a cascade of boulders and shards, more debris to add to the clouds already expanding throughout the interior. Less than 1 kilometre from the anomaly. There was no way to know what to expect on crossing into the fringes of the Godhead's mind. Ahead, the anomaly was vaguely dome-shaped, shifting restlessly. The colours within rippling from purple to green to black to brown, shot through with glittering spikes. In sudden panic, he wondered if the ship sim had programmed the pod to decelerate just a moment before it did so at the 100-metre mark. The pod's forward motion slowed to a walking pace glide. Within the anomaly, the colours had brightened to bright blues and yellows, drawn in from the darker areas, swirling together, forming what looked like an opening. The pod was a short distance away when an alarm went off inside and the small screen winked on to show a boiling cloud of blackness closing in behind. The pod's thruster kicked in, accelerating it towards the rippling colours of the anomaly, but too late. Even as it entered the reflective ripples, a smothering, deadly, mountainous thing slammed into the pod. Robert managed to cry out for a moment before the weight of an inexhaustible voracity crushed him down into darkness.